This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
We want to welcome you to join us for another lesson in Bible Basics, and the topic of the spiritual mind. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, is a quote from Frederick D. Patterson, used for the United Negro College Fund as a slogan because it was authentic and it was moving. It underscored in a few short words what life-changing effects a college education could have on the people who utilized it to their advantage. Today, unfortunately, our world no longer develops a moral mind of learning, but rather develops a cardinal mind of lasciviousness and debauchery. With its all-inclusiveness, secular education has turned from its roots of cultivating young minds and teaching them how to study and think for themselves and begin teaching them what to think. This podcast is meant to encourage us to study and to think for ourselves about what matters most, and that's our eternal home, and what it is that we must do to get there. Paul would say, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Philippians 2:5-8. When man allows the mind of Christ to take place in his own mind, he begins to take on the characteristics of Jesus. In doing so, man takes on a spiritual mindset. Romans 12 states, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Verses 1-3. In order to please God, the Creator, we must learn how to transform our minds from the cardinal mind by thinking spiritual. "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the cardinal mind is enmity or an enemy against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God." Romans 8:5-8. Many today are just like those spoken of by the Apostle Paul when he said, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Romans 1:21. Men's hearts today have been darkened to the point that under the banner of humanism, they have changed the truth of God into a lie, and they worship the creature more than the Creator. Romans 1:25. Those who try to convince the world that homosexuality is normal has failed to read the truth of God's Word. It is only through the vanity of their own minds can they possibly believe that a righteous God will not punish such sin, having their understandings darkened and being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 18. I want to close by reminding everyone who has an ear to hear that it is only through having a spiritual mind that anyone can please God. Paul stated, "Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things unto spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." 1 Corinthians 2, verses 13 through 16. If we are to build our faith, it will only be by transforming our carnal mind into the spiritual mind of Christ, by learning the truth of God as taught by the Word itself that came in the flesh, John chapter 1 and verse 14. Let each of us regain our ability to reason for ourselves and not get caught up in the worldly mindset of being blind followers of the blind, Matthew 15 and verse 14. Because we don't want to fall in the ditch. We want to retain the seed of the gospel and walk even as He, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, walked. 1 John 2 and verse 6. You see, a mind really is a terrible thing to waste. I want to thank you for joining us in our study this morning. And we hope to see you again next week for another lesson in Bible Basics.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.